Involuntarily, a clear picture of this appeared in my head, and I concluded, then the friar may have just accidentally slipped off his seat and fallen into the pit, and then drowned in the urine and feces of countless sessions of his fellow brethren. No pleasant way to die. Additionally, a rather emphatic indication that even in the holy halls for hygienic progress, toilets that use a water-flushing system should be installed. Inspector Lestrade shook his head. "It wasn't an accident. We can at least say that much," he said. "A human body only barely fits through the opening, which means that a careless fall is hardly possible. Someone must have helped. Without a doubt, a murder." Holmes had up until now read his Bible, in his typical way, staying in his own world. Now, though, he put the scriptures aside for a second. "What can you tell us about the victim?" he asked. "His name was Brother Emmanuel, a novice, actually," Inspector Lestrade told us. "That means he was still new to the order. Even more, he was still new to the Roman Catholic Church."
"So he must have converted," suggested Holmes.
"Quite right," the inspector confirmed. "Brother Emmanuel, his bourgeois secular name, Simon Taylor, 21 years old, left the Anglican Church only a few months ago to join the Catholic faith."
"And then he goes straight to a convent," I muttered. "A strange young man."
"We live in fast-paced times," Holmes said. "People change views, attitudes, and faithfully confessions at will. Who knows, Watson, maybe you'll be a Mohammedan next year."
"I can rule that out," I replied quickly, a little frightened by the idea, "unless one of your grotesque plans forces me to—"
"Gentlemen," Inspector Lestrade interrupted me, "let's not mix up too many of the religions. Especially for sake of this investigation, we should stay true to the